It's 8:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out Pastor Ryan and Mariah Carey and the Flipmode Squad with I Know What You Want. We also checked out Adele and Little Mo with Whatever. Now, around this time, the original Abudi Omes, the gentleman of all gentlemen, Kavi, aka K Goodness, the Empathy King, summons all the gents for conversation. Now, Kavi, in case you just joined us, is a mental health activist for men and the co-founder of Mindful Matters. Let's hear what's on Kavi's heart today.
Moro moro, good morning, Fresh Family, and
what's happening?
Specifically, better good morning, greater good morning. Nah, same good morning to my Fresh Breakfast Family, and then my two friends, the Lungmans, Ashekwan, and his car.
I'll wear me out.
You guys keep on shining, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
It is Wednesday, and time such as this, it's time for my gents. And when it's time for my gents, you have to understand that K Goodness is on your radio. Today I want to talk to us, and I've been doing it the entire week with the K Goodness motivation segment. And I want to talk to you guys today about identity. A big part of our mental well-being is tied to our identity and how we identify ourselves in society, and that adds a level of pressure and stress to who we are. So here's the questions that I've been asking this week, and I'm going to ask you here today. Who are you? What are you identified by?
Oh, sorry about that.
So the problem is a lot of us are identified by one, material things, two, by what other people say we are, or what other people want us to be. And a lot of us are identify ourselves by what goes on out there, what we relate with, what we want to, what we want or what we've achieved and so on. And that's not naturally our true character. That's not who we are. So it's very important as a person to take time to really figure out who are you, what makes you happy, what drives you, what are your passions, what do you really like, either than what you've been raised to like, what your friends have influence you to like. And there's nothing wrong with taking that. You know, for example, I went through a phase where my therapist asked me, who are you? And this was shortly after my father passed on. Who are you without your father?
Yeah.
And I went and I took time and I really thought about this, and I came to realize that I am my father's son. A lot of who I am and who I've become is based on who my father was and the interaction with my father. It doesn't mean that I have to hold on to the negatives that were my father. Or that I picked up from that. I can pick up a lot of the positives, make that a part of who I am, and improve on the negatives of what came out of that. So we mold our own identity based on what we choose to keep around and what we choose to go by. So, but generally what I'm trying to get is stop trying to mimic other people's identities. I said the other week, if you're going to go after what NSK's character is or how NSK lives his life, you are going to miss out on your blessing, because you are blessed and graced for who you have been called to be, for your identity and not NSK's. And if you go and follow after what NSK or what K Goodness is doing, you're going to be missing out on your blessings. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to, because you don't have the ability. You've not been blessed. You don't have the character to take on NSK's path. So, you know, when they say play in your bun, stay in your lane, because really, you're gonna struggle to do what NSK does, because you don't know what NSK has been through to get to where he is. Building trials and tribulations he's gone through to be able to deal with what he does on a daily basis, and you don't have the grace for it. He's got the grace for it because that's where God wants him to be. So a lot of times we go after what other people are doing, and yo, if only I could be like K Goodness. You don't know what I have had to be to become a public speaker, or what I've gone through to have a story to be able to tell. We all have a story to tell, great.
Sure.
But you don't know what I've been through to put me in a place where I can speak with so much grace about the hurt that I've endured, you know? So let's stop trying to go after all this materialistic things to give us a sense of belonging and identity. If you find that in yourself, you're not going to have to look for it out there. My therapist said to me last week, give yourself unto yourself. Give yourself the gift of yourself. Get to know yourself. Wow. Love yourself. And you'll never have to look for yourself out there. Love yourself enough to give yourself yourself, and you'll never have to look for yourself out there. So I repeat, you are graced and blessed for your identity. Mm. Live in it and find it out, right? I want to leave you with this statement, is that if you don't get to know yourself, and if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. If you don't know your identity, you're gonna end up taking on other people's identities, and you're gonna be miserable, you're gonna be depressed, and you're gonna constantly be anxious because you're having to be something that you are not.
Yeah.
That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. Shoot. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Omes. I've been saying, you gotta stand for something. What do you stand for? You're just falling for everything. And I call it herd mentality. That's why you're falling for everything. Herd mentality.
Yeah.
Because you just, isn't it for yourself? No principles, nothing whatsoever. Scared that someone will hate you because of your principles.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kavi. Appreciate it. Literally spoke to my heart right there.
Thank you so much, Kavi.
Wow. Yeah. 8:57 on Namibia's Art and Soul. That's your time. On the other side, we visit the streets, and it's TikTok Wednesday. That means Shaquan has something up her sleeve.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays.